This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We're going to talk about another way the communists are using AI. We'll get to a bunch of emails. Apparently, they're rebranding Maxwell House and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do anything else, I want to discuss artificial intelligence again and why and how they're going to use it. Well, first, everybody's using it now, or I should say most people are using it, and it is going to only become more and more prevalent from here. And when I say everyone, it's all throughout schools. It is, I had somebody who will remain nameless. I had somebody who heard on the radio that I didn't want to write a book. I don't want to write another book. I'm not an author. I hate writing, you know, all that. I had somebody reach out to me and he told me something I did not know. Something maybe you know, but something I did not know. That artificial intelligence has the ability to grab everything I've ever put on social media and write a book for me using my language. So it's everywhere. Kids use it for homework. There are artificial intelligence movies. Look, how do you think Trump got this parody yesterday?
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of, you know, at least for a while until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
That's all artificial intelligence, yet you can look at a video and Chuck Schumer's mouth is moving. All right, so AI is here. It's only going to become more and more prevalent. But what does that make it? It makes it a lot of things, but what does it make it? Power. It's officially become a source of power, a source people go to for information, a tool businesses use as they try to figure out how to cut labor costs. The communist looks at it as power. As an example, before I talk about the latest story, this is something we talked about a lot. Mark Andreessen, he's a guy, you don't know him, but he's a powerful business guy. I think he's a billionaire. But he's somebody who wants to invest in artificial intelligence because these people creating it know there's a lot of power in it and there's a lot of money in it. The Biden administration, the communists in the Biden administration, pulled him in. And they told him this.
The meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. And then I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much, because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community, and like entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And that if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI.
Wow.
And I said, okay. I've just learned two very important things.
All right, we got it. That's what I needed. Now, to follow along this way of thinking, stay with me here. Unless you're driving, I want you to do an experiment with me. I want you to pull up your phone and pull up the internet on your phone. And I want you to look something up with me. You can pick what you look up. Here's what I'm going to look up. I'm going to do this with you live on the air. Let's see what's happening right now. It's the baseball playoffs. Here's what I'm going to look up. I'm not going to look up a statistic. I'm going to look up a question. Is batting average important in baseball? That's the question. Is batting average important in baseball? At the top of my internet, on my phone, I am reading this. Batting average is a fundamental but limited statistic in baseball. Still important for a quick assessment of a hitter's ability to get a hit, but increasingly overshadowed by advanced metrics like on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and on-base plus slugging, which provides a more comprehensive view of a player's offensive value by incorporating walks, extra base hits, and overall contribution. Do you know who wrote that? Artificial intelligence. That's why I didn't make it simple and look up a statistic, you know, who led the league in homers in 1973. I asked a question that required an explanation. An artificial intelligence, not at the bottom. I didn't have to go searching for it. Beep, one click. Artificial intelligence wrote that paragraph, and it continues on. I'm not going to do it, but I'm looking at an entire pages, it looks like, of explanation off of one question. That's the power of AI. Now, the communists in the Biden administration got bounced out of power. So they were not able to completely grab it and control it all the way. You can use your imagination for what they would have done with it. But they will, and always do, find other ways to use power for their nefarious ways. Here's a headline for you. It was a fatal right-wing terrorist incident. AI chatbot giants claim Charlie Kirk's killer was right-wing, but say left-wing violence is exceptionally rare. Let me explain how this works. You know, as we talk about a lot, communists tell big, gigantic lies without shame. It's part of their moral framework. Part of the reason you will see that increase in the coming days is artificial intelligence. Charlie Kirk gets killed by some vicious demon left-winger who was radicalized. We got that. Everyone knows that. Let's say I'm a communist demon and I work for CNN. Let's say I go on social media immediately afterwards and I tell a big, gigantic lie. Charlie Kirk was killed by a MAGA Republican. Okay, what's going to happen? I'm going to get savaged. So many people are going to reply with the truth. That's not true. But we got all that. All that's going to happen. But here's what else happens. The artificial intelligence entities that are out there, they will grab my social media post as a reporter and they will make it part of the data AI uses to create the answer that people seek out. So yes, right now, in the immediate wake of that assassination, since we're using that, right now, it's fairly well known, at least in normie circles, that it was a crazy communist who murdered Charlie Kirk. 10 years from now, when we're far removed from the incident, your kid, your grandkid, maybe even your brother, your mother, they're going to go to the internet and they're going to say, because you're in an argument with them about the assassination, they're going to say it was a right winger and they're going to pull up the internet the same way I just did about batting average in baseball. And they're going to say, which side killed Charlie Kirk? And the first answer they're going to get with a detailed explanation is going to be an AI answer. An AI answer that was cobbled together from communist lies. And the communists know this. They may lose the battle in some of these situations, but they win the war. Oh, in the short term, you get savaged for being an evil communist liar on social media. Possibly even you'll get fired, suspended, who knows, in the short term. But in the long term, he lies and she lies and I lied and Chris lies and Corey lies and my wife lies and your kids lie. And that in the long term, enough of us tell the same gigantic lie, easily verifiable lie. What's going to happen is it's going to change the answer that people will go to for explanations in the future. And communists today know it. They know it. And that's part of the reason they do it. Using artificial intelligence and your willingness to lie about everything to create the world of make-believe that future liberal Aunt Peggies will live in. And the internet will confirm for them the lies they believe. Just wanted you to be aware. Let's do some emails. Next.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's get to some of these emails. Jesse, Franco is coming. It's almost inevitable. Bondi should have been fired months ago. Nothing is changing. They're taking one step forward and three steps back. No Antifa or left-wing nut job has been arrested in the days, so on and so forth. Okay. As we've talked about a lot, you might be right. You might be right about the rise of a right-wing dictator. You might be right that Pam Bondi is going to flame out and fail. In fact, you're almost undoubtedly right about that. You might be right. However, if I may caution you against something, right now, we have the culture on our side. The reason the communists made the gains they made over the last 15 years was not because they had the law on their side. That helps. It wasn't because they had at various points the House or the Senate or the presidency. That helps. These things help. I get that. The reason the communists gained the way they gained over the last 15 years in unimaginable and horrible ways was because the culture was on their side. Every part of it, from the TV commercials to young people to every single part of our culture joined forces with the communists when they were ripping the country apart, including large portions of the GOP. Remember how many Republicans have come out in recent years for gun control? That would be John Cornyn of Texas. Remember how many Republicans have come out for changing the name of military bases and amnesty? That would be James Lankin of Oklahoma. They have owned the culture for years. And because they owned the culture, they were able to make gigantic strides in their goal to burn down the United States of America. We are living in a period right now, whatever your frustrations may be with Bondi or Trump or whoever, I'm not telling you not to be frustrated. We are living in a time where we have the culture. It has become, and this is going to sound so insanely lame, and I'm going to sound like the lame old guy for saying it, but it does matter, and it is true. It has become uncool to be a Democrat. It has become, well, you're the weird freak if you're a Democrat. Democrats are weird freaks. You can see it in young people, as I've explained many times before. They will yell at their friends and insult them by calling them Kamala voters, by just Democrat, period. Okay, Democrat. Democrat has become, in guy circles, in young guy circles, Democrat has become what gay used to be when I was growing up. When you said that to your boys, it wasn't even necessarily meant as a sexual insult, although I realize it was. It was what you called your boy when he wasn't doing something you wanted. Hey, we going out tonight? You want to come shoot hoops? No? Why are you being gay? Stop being gay. It was the language of young men when I was growing up. That's become how they use Democrat now. What do you mean you don't want to play basketball? What are you, a Democrat? You sound like a Democrat. You're being a Democrat right now. That may sound unimportant to you. It's reflective of where the culture has gone. Maybe we will have a Franco. Maybe this 3.5 years will be all hat and no cattle. Maybe it will be. But right now, when we are winning, when the culture is going our way, let's focus on keeping that up. Right now, these people are busy doubling and tripling down on all the reasons people hate
them.
And
so the idea that this is a white nation that needs to be preserved is a fascinatingly disgusting view, because this country is one for the many.
Yeah, keep leading with that. Listen to Joyanne Reed. This is the messaging coming from the left right now. Why would we want something drastic to change when we're winning?
That if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes, there were no regulations on business. You could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern.
Yeah, that is what I would like, very much so. They are so lost. They're selling our message on accident. They're some of the best spokesmen we have right now. I am not saying everything is fine. It is not fine. But the wind is blowing our way. The waves are going our way. I used to say that you can't swim against the ocean. I mean, I still say that. But you can't fight the ocean. When you're stuck in a riptide, you don't swim towards the shore. You swim parallel to the shore to get out of a riptide. Why? One, that's how you get out of it. Two, you're not going to win in a fight against the ocean. You will lose. You will die. You'll get carried out to sea and you'll drown and you'll die. You cannot fight the ocean. That's what culture is. Fighting the ocean. Right now, the waves are blowing our way. Right now, the riptide is carrying this culture in our direction. Let's just keep it going. Let's keep it going. All right? It's not mail it in yet. Now, another thing culturally that we are changing is the idea about abortion, pro-life. We are having wins there. Again, not because of laws, not even because of the Supreme Court, not because of Trump or Congress or Republicans with this law or that ban. We are making gains finally because we're making cultural gains. We're making those cultural gains because we are changing hearts, and those hearts are being changed by ultrasounds. The ultrasound is by far the greatest tool pro-lifers have ever had, because you can lie to yourself all you want about the clump of cells, the inconvenience inside of you, I want to go to spring break. When you're a young woman and you hear that heartbeat, it's a baby. It's your baby, and you know it. Preborn is the one giving these ultrasounds. You and preborn. Thousands of lives you have already saved. Help them save one more tonight. $28 buys that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get back to some of these. Hey, Jesse, when will the Siege of Malta history lesson be coming out? We're heading to Malta next month, and we want to seem smart. Son is in the Navy, she says, so on and so forth. All right. I officially can narrow it down for you because, well, last night I had a moment. Well, a long moment. Got home. Ob had not slept, so she went to bed early. The boys are now teenagers, and at random times, they will just each have their own thing. So I got home. Everyone hugged me, kissed me, dad, blah, 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 blah. And it was wonderful for about 2 minutes, and then the entire family just scattered, thus giving me an entire evening to be the boring old person that I am at heart. This is a long way of saying my research time into the siege of Malta got extremely accelerated last night. Now, what does that mean? It means either tomorrow, do not get your hopes up for that, because I would need another entire night, I would say, to get ready. Possibly tomorrow. If not tomorrow, it will be early next week. We are going to do the Siege of Malta. I would even tell you for sure that it would be, you know, Monday or Tuesday, but here's the problem. I love doing these history sidetracks. I know you enjoy them as well. I get all your emails. We can't generally do them on days where a big news story drops. It takes up too much of the show. I don't like to feel rushed through them. I don't want to feel like, hey, I need to get back and talk about the news of the day. When we sidetrack, I want to be sidetracked. I just want to go talk history with you. So I don't know what's going to come Monday, Tuesday, I don't know. Early next week, possibly tomorrow, but not probably. Early next week, I should be ready to get you Siege of Malta. I'll tell you, I'm nerding out on it already. What, Chris? What? Chris said next week, maybe week after. No, I'm not going to do that to him. I will do it next week. No matter what, I'm doing it next week. I shouldn't say no matter what. I don't want to make promises I can't keep. God forbid something enormous happens again. We're talking war, assassination, something. God forbid some kind of life-altering event happens next week. Then I'm probably not going to be able to get to it. But if in the absence of that, we are doing it next week. I'm not going to make you hang on another week. I am working on it. I am excited about it. Somebody told me that Mel Gibson, one of the last people who makes good movies that aren't, you know, all woke and garbage, Mel Gibson is doing a series on the Siege of Malta. I, having dug into it a lot in the past week or two, am really, really excited about that. What, Chris? Chris said he hasn't asked me to be a consultant. No, he hasn't. Hey, Mel, I am available. But I would need to fly first class. Look, I'm just saying, what, Chris? I have demands. I want to fly first class. I would like a Red Lobster meal voucher of some kind for my travel. Other than that, I can handle everything else. I want free Red Lobster, and I'm going to fly first class. All right? Jesse, I'm hearing the word fascist used quite often these days, so I've done a little research on its origin. Pause before I go on with this email. I love this first sentence already. We talked earlier, and we talk a lot about how communists lie about everything and about how they select their language very carefully, very purposely. They all say the same thing because they figure out the word they want, and then they spread that word out, and over and over and over again, they repeat it over and over and over, no matter what it is. But that word, the language they use, is always carefully selected. Earlier in the show, you remember, we were talking about how words like decolonize or deconstruct always means destroy. That's what it means. They knew they couldn't use the word destroy, so you go with decolonize or deconstruct. Anyway, back to the email. If there's a word you notice they're using over and over and over again, look it up yourself. Research the history of the word. Research the history. Just start digging through the internet. You have the most powerful library in the history of the world at your fingertips. It doesn't only have to be used for Twitter and Instagram. Do some research. If there's a word you notice and it piques your interest, dig in to the why. It helps. It helps. Plus, it's a healthy way to live, deconstructing their lies. Ha ha, see what I did? Anyway, the guy goes on to say, I've even used Prager University as a source. They're great. I don't think the left is using the term fascist the same way it was used in the early 1900s. I think they're trying to redefine the term. What say you? Okay, so just a brief history on fascism, fascist. This is often used in reference to terms like, in reference to people like Mussolini or Hitler. Remember, Mussolini and Hitler were left wingers. These were socialists. These were communists, but they had falling outs with the open socialists and open communists, so they chose a different left-wing route where the government openly partners with private enterprise, and they called it fascism instead of communism or socialism. These were all communists or socialists at heart. The reason today's left calls you a fascist is so they can align you with Adolf Hitler, and you already know where we go from there. Why do they align you with Adolf Hitler?
You know, the words that Donald Trump used today, enemy from within, mm-hmm. I mean, that's Hitler-esque. That is right out of Nazi Germany. That is not constitutional speech. That is not the speech that we stand for in this country where we believe in the rule of law.
They do that so their street animals will feel like the good people when they hurt you, when they vandalize your businesses, when they do all the horrible things Democrats do in this country. Democrats do that with the permission from their own conscience, and their conscience gives them that permission because they have been told repeatedly they're fighting Nazis, they're fighting Hitler, they're fighting fascists. That is why they use the language they use over and over and over and over again. It's why everybody from Antifa to people on the news to Democrat politicians to your liberal Aunt Peggy will call you Nazi white supremacist fascist over and over and over again. That's why they do it. Jesse, I know you've mentioned communism will not happen in the USA because of our Second Amendment right and the amount of gun owners, but how can we ultimately protect ourselves if our military turns on us with the experience and firepower and technology, respectfully? There is no amount of technology or firepower that can overcome numbers like American civilian population has. Not possible. The United States military doesn't have enough drones, planes, bombs, tanks, battleships, or anything else to overcome taking on 150 million people. It's not humanly possible. Nations like Japan knew this long ago. They completely wrote off any idea of invading America because of our hunting culture. They're like, everybody has a gun. You can't. Rest easy. We can never fully be conquered while we have guns and while we have chalk keeping our testosterone up. There is a civilizational crisis happening in this country right now, and it's one that's unpopular. It's one people don't talk about. Because you can't see it, can't touch it, you can't feel it. It's the testosterone crisis. We drink birth control. We drink the synthetic estrogen that's in birth control. It does not get treated out of the water. Why do you think there's a low T clinic on every corner in your town or city? Because men are figuring out that testosterone is disappearing. That's why they're flabby. That's why they're depressed. That's why their minds don't work well. That's why they're low energy. Men know it. Men are trying to fix it. Don't stick a needle in your arm to fix it. Go to chuck.com/Jesse. chuq.com/Jesse. Get a male vitality stack. 90 days. Clinically proven. Your T level's up 20% in 90 days. Chuck.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. The voice is hanging on by a thread here. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Pardon me while I take a minute off. I have to.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Speaking of which, you know how I said earlier that we're winning the culture right now? That we have become the cool side and they've become the uncool side of freaks? You really see evidence of this in the last 24 hours since Trump put up that ridiculous and stupid and amazingly hilarious parody of Chuck Schumer and Akeem Jeffries. So, I mean, he gets up and he puts this up.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of, you know? At least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Okay, so look, you can say whatever you want about it, and you're probably right. It's hilarious, it's immature, it's cringy, it's awesome. It's a variety of things. But the response to it, look, if somebody parodies you like that, like they're already doing it today, the communists are trying to do it with J.D. Vance and people like that. I haven't seen it, but I guarantee you, Chris, write this one down. I guarantee you J.D. Vance is going to laugh at it. He's going to make fun of it. That's what you do because you don't want to look like you're taking yourself too seriously, things like that. That's how you respond to things like this. Unless, of course, you're the uncool scolding party, then you run out and say this.
Mr. President, the next time you have something to say about me.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, woo.
Don't cop out through a racist and fake AI video.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I'm back in the Oval Office, say it to my face. Say it to my face.
Who looks cooler there? This is Teresa Fernandez.
And then what does that shameful man do? After a meeting where you're supposed to be working out details, where you're supposed to be negotiating a deal, you post something that draws a sombrero and a mustache on the leader.
They just can't help it. Chuck Schumer, too.
Yesterday, the president posted an offensive deepfake AI video of Leader Jeffries and me with sombreros, fake music, impersonating my voice through AI. It wasn't me. Talking even more lies about health care and immigration. Listen to this, America. Hours away from a shutdown, which we don't want, the American people don't want, the president is busy trolling away on the internet like a 10-year-old.
They've become the scolding, always offended, uncool party. Young people in particular, if you're sitting there, let's say you have know nothing about politics or the Constitution or capitalism or whatever. Let's say you're just a complete blank slate and you're sitting there at 15, 16 years old, 20 years old, whatever. Who looks like they're having more fun? Which party, which direction are you drawn to? It's going well for us. Now, here's what else is going quite well. The elimination of pain. This is going amazingly well in the country. And pain management is, it can be so taxing. You ever had to deal with it? Maybe you deal with it every morning. Maybe it's your every day. Managing that pain in your back. that elbow pain, that pain in your hand. It's like a full-time job. Do I take something? Do I tough it out? I know it's not good for... Why don't you try Relief Factor? Before you go through another day trying to manage your pain and how many pills you throw into your body, why don't you try a drug-free solution? Relief Factor. It is a supplement, a drug-free supplement. It can take the pain out of your life. Not masking it for a couple hours, eliminating it. What if you could wake up pain-free? Go to bed, pain-free. Walk, stand up, sit down, pain-free. All you have to do is try it. 3 weeks of it's $19.95. Call 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, and try it. 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Give it a shot. All right? All right. And again, one more word on
that. Driving policy that there was racism behind roads. He saw racism around every single corner, to the point where in aviation, he was so concerned about this, he wanted to change. He did change the name of cockpit to flight deck, because cockpit is too offensive.
I am still baffled that the rear admiral would be against the word cockpit.
And now
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Secretary Sean Duffy restores Jesus painting to the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy after Biden-era removal. I'm glad it's being restored, but can we also cite the fact that the Biden administration took an innocent painting? It's of a boat with you know, Jesus on the water looking over the boat. It's not like it's forcing anyone to believe anything. The Biden administration looked at it and said, hey, take that down and put it in the basement. Kind of making it pretty obvious, huh? New York City's financial sector is in trouble as jobs flee to red states. Democrats will simply go to the polls and vote for the destruction of their own area without end. This is why I come back over and over again to a law I want. I'm not sure how to implement it. I want a law that says you must stay in the area where you voted that person in for the rest of their time in office. You are not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to move out. You stay and you experience it. For the first time in 133 years, Maxwell House rebrands as Maxwell Apartment. Apparently, this is because people are now living in apartments more than houses. And I got to be honest, I kind of miss apartment living sometimes. Why, Chris? It's amazing. You don't have to mow the lawn. You don't. What? Why? I don't mind it. It's not the noise upstairs I miss, Chris. Quit being such a snob. No Name Given is a pretty common name on commercial driver's licenses. It's a pretty common name because Democrats continue to give CDLs out to foreigners who then go on and kill your entire family on the highway. We will be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.